across to see if the britches with it. You know, I told you, by gosh, to quit riding that saw, you know.
Yeah.
And things like that. I mean, two people that could handle a cross-cut saw, I mean, they can really clear some wood out, you know.
Yeah. What you call that little musical instrument the children would play? You'd hold it up to your mouth?
Mouth horn.
Well, there was also one that you...
juice horn?
Yeah. You used to pluck on those? Okay. You shorten your straight razor on a leather.
Stop.
Okay. I've seen those sometimes in the barber shop still.
Yeah, they usually anybody that's got a straight razor still use a strap. And they make a good discipline to them too, I'll tell you that.
How's that?
Well, you got two sides to them, what I mean, you know. Sometimes they'd have them split. In other words, leather on one side, you know.
Rubber.
Then like I said, boy, when you get popped across the fender, one of them things that pops, you know you've been hit, you know. And usually,
so people used to take them and give
children. Well, they'd give the children a wrap or two with them things, straighten them out, you know.
What'd you call that when you might have gotten that? Did you call it a? Do you ever have any names for it?
Yeah, you got a whipping, you know.
Whipping or?
Of course, I think you got a little over it down there. Tore up, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you. Everybody knew then.
Now you straighten your hair with a comb and a good. You had a comb and a what?
You had a comb and a hairbrush, you know.
You comb your hair.
We always call it combing your hair, you know. The girls, they use the brushes, you know.
They would always.
In other words, they'd brush the hair, you know. But that's considered proper for a boy to brush his hair, you know.
That's funny. Folks always tell me not to use a brush. I've always used a brush instead of, well, I use a comb, you know, when I'm out. I'd rather use a brush. I don't know why.
Well, actually, a brush is, I've got one daughter that's a beautician, and she claims brushing is better for the hair.
Supposed to pull more of your hair out.
It gets rid of the dead hay, you know what I mean? And it's good for massaging the scalp, you know what I mean? Because naturally when you brush, you know.
Yeah. Now, what would you put in maybe a gun or a revolver? You'd use a...
Bullet?
Yeah.
Shell?
Yeah, you ever had called them, you call them a cartridge?
Cartridge.
Okay. All right. Now, getting back to some of the games the kids used to play, what about the little game where you had something that would be over a trestle and it would go up and down like that, kind of do this?
Seesaw?
You used to say you were...
Seesawing.
Okay. Did you ever have one that went around in a circle? Maybe was fixed in the middle and went around like that?
Well, a merry-go-round, you know, such as that. I mean, you can see merry-go-rounds, unless it was a sideshow come in or something, carnival.
Well, now, I think maybe folks might, maybe you misunderstand me. This was just a little wood, piece of wood or something, and you'd go around like that with it. Not a fancy thing.
Would you get on it, you talking about?
I guess a couple of kids would get on it and get on it and spin it around. A couple of kids.
Well, I've seen the time.